30 degrees, the top today. Good morning, I'm Meg Van Lohausen with your news briefing. Police are appealing for potential victims to come forward as part of ongoing investigations into a male sporting coach allegedly found in possession of child exploitation material. A 40-year-old man was arrested and charged with one count each of possessing and distributing child exploitation material after a search warrant of his Malulabar home on March 20. The man is a former teacher at a Sunshine Coast private school and coach within a major water sports association. He's due to appear in Maroochydore Magistrates Court on May 5th. Meanwhile, Sunshine Coast locals are encouraged to give a little and help a lot for today's Wishlist Giving Day. With a goal of $200,000, 17 local sponsors have pledged to match each donation. Wishlist Bianca Keegan says all the money raised by locals stays local.
Wishlist can fund vital medical equipment. We can fund services like the Clown Doctor Service and music therapy over at Dove Palliative Care and hospital accommodation so people can stay close to their loved ones in hospital, and also so that we can support innovative medical research right here on the Sunshine Coast.
To donate, head to wishlist.org.au. And Malulabar Surf Lifesaving Club will head to Tjuchan this weekend for the Seniors and Masters State Championships. The three-day carnival will see the best of the best compete in a range of beach and surf events in the quest for state glory. Malulabar's Director of Surf Sports, Shane Linton, says they've got a strong contingent for the competition.
We'll probably have, between our boat sections, about 140 competitors head down to Tjuchan. That's be about 50 boaties, 40 to 50 masters, and we'll have probably 30 to 40 senior competitors from the under 17s up. So it's quite a big turnout from our club perspective, and every one of them has done patrols.
In sport, the Sunshine Coast Falcons will tonight head to training. CEO Chris Flannery says it's their first training session this week.
We've got a lot to work on this week. This weather's not helping. We haven't been on the field as yet this week just due to the wet weather, so the back end of the week's going to have to get a lot of work jammed into the next couple of days and, yeah, get down there on Sunday and give a good performance. So looking forward to seeing how we go with a bit of adversity.